5:44 on this Thursday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. We all took time to remember our veterans yesterday, but for some U.S. educators, they're going to be doing that for the next year. National History Day has selected 18 middle and high school teachers from across the country to take part in its Understanding Sacrifice program. Now, it's a year-long program that allows those educators to learn about our country's involvement during World War II in the Mediterranean region. Each teacher will select a service member with some sort of connection to their community that is also buried in an American Battle Monuments Commission cemetery in Southern Europe or North Africa, and they are part of the sponsors of this program. Then those teachers will spend a year doing in-depth research. They'll visit the site. Then they'll be able to share all that with their students. Well, one of those lucky people is Kerry House. He is a social studies teacher from Anderson High School, and he's live in studio with us this afternoon. Hi, Kerry.
Well, hi, Jill. Thank you for having me here, and I'm honored to be part of this program.
Well, this is an amazing program, and it's a lot of people want to be a part of this, and there's a good reason why, because if you're a history buff, for one, it's a great idea. But as an educator, this just must be like a dream come true for you.
Yeah, the purpose is to invigorate World War II education in the classroom. What we're doing, a year long, we are studying World War II in the Mediterranean. There was a group last year that studied World War II in the Northern European theater. So what we're doing is we're studying the battle, the movement of the American forces through Southern Europe. And then we pick a soldier, like you said, that's buried in one of the cemeteries. We research them for a year. We compile all this together. We make lesson plans for a website. And next summer, we go overseas and we visit the cemetery where your fallen hero was buried. You give a video eulogy there, and all of this information goes online. The lesson plans you create are there for the teachers in years down the road to pull up and use in their classroom.
It seems overwhelming on many different levels. One, just all the research that would be needed, but two, the emotional connection, because you have selected your great uncle, someone who I'm sure you probably remember as a child but have a lot of questions, so there's going to be that emotional thing too.
All I knew about my great uncle growing up is that he died in World War II, and I really wish that I could have been a part of a program like this 10, 15 years ago when my grandfather was alive, so I could have asked him the question, what was your brother like before the war? Do you know exactly what happened? Because all I've been told is some beliefs of the family, maybe some rumors that have been handed down. So the great thing about this is with some help in Washington, D.C., through the National Archives and National History Day, I'm going to be able to maybe put together a complete detail of what my great-uncle went through in the war, where he was, what he was doing, possibly how he lost his life in service for the country.
And then to be able to write a eulogy for all that and present it there when you're on the spot, the site where he's buried.
I'm excited to find out what I'm going to say in that eulogy. Right now, I have no idea what I would say. I'm sure when the time comes, it's going to be very emotional. But I don't know enough about him right now to deliver probably a two-minute eulogy. And so over this next year, it's going to be thrilling for me, and hopefully it's going to be thrilling for my family. It'll get some closure to a lot of us. It'd be great for my mother who, you know, she doesn't know what happened to her uncle over there. So I'm looking forward to it.
And you head across seas in July is when you're heading that way?
We're going over there in July. We're going to spend about 2.5 weeks following the movement of the United States Army during World War II up through Italy and then up through southern France.
Well, we'll have to check back in with you when you come back for sure. And there's also a fantastic website. It's abmceducation.org. Once again, these are teachers who have been part of this program in the past years, have put their education plans there for teachers all over the country to use and students to learn more about. Happy hunting, Kerry. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.